Just as in any relationship, we expect reciprocation. Similarly, in our relationship with Krishna also, we expect reciprocation. So does that mean that we are not practicing pure devotion? Or how can we practice our relationship with Krishna without any expectation? Hey, the point is of pure devotion is not the absence of expectation. The point of pure devotion is the non-dependence on expectation. The gopis, they do expect Krishna to come back when he leaves Vrindavan. They're craving for him to come back. So that expectation of reciprocation from Krishna is there. But there is no dependence on that. It is not that Krishna, if you are left us and you have gone away, so we'll stop loving you. So Ashlishyava Padartam Pinishtuma. Adarshanam Marmahatam Karotuva. So here there is clear recognition of difference. Sometimes you may embrace me, sometimes you may trample me. And it's not that the devotee is blind to that. But you recognize that. But still, you are my Prananath. I will serve you. So the expectation of reciprocation is natural in a relationship. We can't suppress that. But we don't depend on that reciprocation. Because we understand that Krishna is our greatest well-wisher. And Krishna will in his own time reciprocate in a perfect way. We just need to wait. So we wait for his reciprocation. We don't demand his reciprocation. Prabhupada writes in the Bhagavatam purport that a devotee desires the darshan of Krishna, but the devotee doesn't demand the darshan of Krishna. So if we demand, then that there is no submission. But if we don't desire only, then where is the affection? So both are required. Now, regarding our practice of bhakti, when we say that we should have pure devotion, we have to remember that we can't become pure devotees without becoming devotees. That means if initially only we think that I will strive only for pure devotion. Well, first we need to have a relationship, then we can purify the relationship. Suppose if there's something in our material life, in our professional life or in family life which is burdening us a lot, then can we pray to Krishna about that? We think, oh, this is material, I should not pray to Krishna about anything material. Well, we can think like that. But if it is burdening our heart, you know, if that is, we can't wish away its presence in our heart, whatever that concern is. If it is there in our heart and it has a prominent place in our heart, by trying to artificially wish it away, what we do is, that is always going to be there in our heart. And in that part of our heart, Krishna will not be there. So what we can do is, we can pray about that to Krishna. So that part of our heart which is already occupied by that particular concern, Krishna also enters into that. Eventually, Krishna will pervade our entire heart. But initially, whatever is in our heart, we need to connect with Krishna. See, when we give donation to Krishna, the purpose is what? The purpose is to give our heart to Krishna. But if we can't give our heart to Krishna, we should give what is in our heart to Krishna. By giving what is in our heart to Krishna, that we give Krishna a place in our heart. So money and concerns about money are naturally in our heart. So when we give donation, sometimes people think that, oh, in the future when I become very prosperous, then I will give, you know, 55%, 75% donation. But now I can't, 75% of my earnings I'll give, but now I can't give anything. See, the point of donation is not the activity. The point of donation is the mentality. No, we do donation not just to give to Krishna. We want to give donation so that we connect ourselves with Krishna. So just as this is from one perspective of donations, but another perspective is if we have some anxiety, some worry, some concern, we share that with Krishna. So it's not that we separate that part of our heart from Krishna and say, I'll try to be pure. It won't work. But what we do is, after we share our heart with Krishna, we surrender to him. So, Krishna, this is what I feel is the best situation for me. Please, if you feel this is the best, please let this happen. Or if your will is something else, please help me to understand it so that I can serve you in that situation. So certainly we can pray to Krishna. And by praying, we connect with him. So see, one of the important differences between praying as it is talked about in bhakti And praying, as it is talked about in common circles, is that we see praying primarily as an activity, normally, as an activity to request Krishna to give us something. It is okay at one level. But in the Bhagavatam, prayer is seen as an activity primarily for connecting with Krishna. If you look at the Brahma Samhita prayers, there is no request only. There is glorification in Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Even if you see Kunti Maharani's prayer, that the first major prayer in the Bhagavatam, it ends with what? Krishna, let my consciousness flow towards you. No, to nowhere else. She doesn't ask anything from Krishna directly. So if we start seeing praying not so much as a give and take with Krishna, and more as simply a connection with Krishna, a means to connect with Krishna, then we will be able to become much more stable in our bhakti. So, even if we have some worldly concerns, doesn't matter. We share them with Krishna, and that way we share our heart with Krishna, and Krishna gains more and more of a place in our heart. And over a period of time, we will realize, oh, at that time I was so worked up about that. But now, I realize it's not such a big thing. There have been problems in my life in the past. I dealt with them. And this problem is, I'll deal with it. So, once we give Krishna a place in our heart, then other things don't shake us so much. But if something is shaking us, we can't just deny that and say that I will be a pure devotee. Well, it will not work. So, we strive for a relationship with Krishna, and then we strive for purifying that relationship. Does that address your question? Okay.